You might have seen the article in the Sunday edition of the Press Democrat right there on the front page. The ballot measure concerning the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, calling for greater review, and the man that headed that department, Jerry Threaten, is behind the ballot measure initiative, is on the live line with us this morning. Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Terrific. First of all, let's start with what you're pushing for. Tell us a little bit about this ballot initiative and why we need it.
Oh, sure. First, I just want to say, although I wrote that ballot measure, it's really being pushed by a community coalition. I'm just helping them get what they think is necessary. So the ILR ballot measure would actually strengthen the Office of Independent Law, the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach. And a strengthened ILRO actually is strengthening the sheriff's office, because we all want the most effective and responsive sheriff's office we can get.
You talk about strengthening the department. What do you mean by that? What would change?
Well, there'd be a few things that changed. During the 3 years that I was ahead of that office, I noticed some things that were various for the office being effective. And probably the chief one is the significant under-resourcing of the office. The office has had two staff members to cover a pretty robust mission for those 3 years, and it's really been tough, and I would say impossible, to really achieve those missions. And the other thing was, you know, in doing it, one of the main things the office does is audit investigations of the sheriff's office to give some assurance to the public that they're being done appropriately. And without adequate resources to do that, it's really impossible to get through those, and that's resulted in significant backlogs.
And you talk about changing the funding. What are we talking for a budget that the department has now, and what would change if this were to pass?
Yeah. So the sheriff's office has a budget of about $168 million. What this ballot measure would do would put in place something that's become a best practice across the country for civilian oversight, which is that the Office of Oversight would have about 1% of the budget of the law enforcement office that it provides oversight to. So for the sheriff's office, that would be about $1.6 million for the ILRO, which would allow it to have about six staff members to do all the work that it's charged with doing.
Got it. And what kinds of things does the office, what do they investigate within the sheriff's department?
Currently, the office has no investigative power. What it does is audit. So when the sheriff performs internal affairs investigations in certain areas like uses of force or allegations of racial bias in policing or in the jail, the ILRO looks at those investigations and makes sure that they've been done in a complete way and an unbiased way, and that they've reached the correct results. That's the main function of the office. One other really important thing it does is to do community engagement, particularly with communities that may not be very trusting of the sheriff's office because of the history between those communities and law enforcement. And that's pretty resource-intensive work, because those communities tend not to trust any county government agency. So you have to go out and do a lot of on-the-ground intensive outreach to those communities.
And describe the ILRO, how it came to be. Did it happen after the Andy Lopez shooting? Is that how it all came about?
Yeah, well, you know, back in 2000, there was a report by the U.S. Civil Rights Commission that suggested that the sheriff's office had civilian oversight, but that didn't end up going anywhere until about 13 years later, when Andy Lopez was killed by a deputy sheriff. And that really blew up in the county, resulted in a task force of 21 diverse community members being appointed by the Board of Supervisors. They recommended ILRO be created, and it was created. They also recommended that ILRO open with a more robust staffing, but that wasn't provided at that time.
Got it. And reportedly, why are we getting so much pushback on this from the sheriff's office?
You know, I haven't talked to Sheriff Essick about what his reaction is about, and I would note that he campaigned on strong support for civilian oversight and embracing it. So I'm a little surprised at the pushback that came in the article. I think law enforcement tends to be a relatively conservative organizational culture. So if something looks like a big change, there's kind of a typical resistance to that until they get more accustomed to it. I think the sheriff's office has become accustomed to the level of oversight they have now, and they will become accustomed to it if it gets more strong.
So where do you stand right now in gathering signatures, and how close are we to making this on the ballot?
Oh, we're just at the very beginning. The ballot measure was only filed about a week ago. The petitions have not yet been printed. We're in the process of going through that, and then we'll be out on the streets collecting signatures. And we're also reaching out to folks right now who may be leaders in the county asking for their support.
And if folks do want more information or they want to get involved, where should they go?
Well, that's a good question because the website is not yet set up. But be on the lookout for it. We're right at the beginning of this process, and there'll be a lot more information coming out, probably both in the newspaper and on websites and on Facebook and social media.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning. That is Jerry Threat, former director of the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach.